Chapter 1. Lady Emily sat on her favorite bench in the lush gardens of her spacious home, Remington House, and turned the page of the book she was currently reading. It was a rare break in her hectic schedule of late, and she was so engrossed in the words on the page, she did not hear his approach.
"Ems, I might have known I would find you here,"
said the deep baritone voice she had grown to love over the years. She looked up, her long red curls blowing slightly in the breeze, and smiled, her green eyes sparkling at the sight of the breathtakingly handsome man standing before her.
"Charles, ye have returned early," she said as she held out her hand to her husband, the Marquess of Remington.
He took the offered hand and brought it to his lips, planting a tender kiss on it before he released it and sat down beside her.
"I am sorry to disturb your respite. I know the past few weeks cannot have been easy for ye,"
he said as he put his arm around her.
"'Tis true. Ye know me so well, my love. But ye are home now, and all shall return to normal,"
he chuckled.
"I fear things may never be normal for the Remington household again. So tell me, how is darling Caroline today?"
Emily sighed.
"As well as can be expected, I suppose. She stays in her bedchamber most days, until the noon hour, taking her morning meal and midday lunch in bed."
"What has the physician said?" he asked grimly.
"He agrees that she is in a very delicate condition, and advises her to rest with short walks for exercise. Leave it to my dear sister-in-law to have a pampered pregnancy.
We have all known for some time that she is of a delicate stock. 'Tis only to be expected that to be with child would be a far more dramatic experience for her than for most women.
And of course Henry is over the moon and will stop at nothing to see that his wife receives everything her heart desires."
"As well he should."
Charles cocked his handsome head to the side and asked wearily,
"Emily, how are you holding up? I realize an extra burden was placed upon you with my absence and Caroline's condition. And with father not well, mother focuses her attention on him. Ye have had to run the entire household alone. Not to mention the fact that I know ye are yearning to become a mother yourself."
"If ye will remember, 'tis not the first time I have taken on the task of running the household. And one day, perhaps sooner than we wish, it shall be my duty. That has not been a problem. I have my mother and my sister to assist me. Poor Josephina has been run ragged, I am afraid. I have had to send Amanda to Caroline a few times, just to give the poor girl a rest."
"My darling, I love you so much, and not a day passes that I am not reminded of the fact that ye are the perfect choice to stand beside me in this life. My heart knew what it was doing when it fell in love with ye. I had to have ye, no matter what the cost, and that has not proven to be ill-advised."
Emily blushed profusely, as she often did when her husband complimented her. She had loved the future Duke since she was a child, growing up on the grounds as the daughter of the Duke's valet and the cook. The fact that he had always loved her as well had been a dream come true when he had finally revealed it to her. She gently caressed his cheek with her soft hand.
"'Tis true. I long to feel the stirrings of a wee one in my belly. But our time has not come yet, and we must lend our love and support to your brother and his wife."
Charles took her hand and, turning it over, kissed the palm before touching her forehead with his lips.
He sighed. "How is father today?"
"About the same. I am afraid his health has not been good since—"
Emily hesitated to continue. She had been about to mention the dreadful time when Charles had been taken captive during the war, and it was a time neither of them liked to be reminded of.
"I know, darling, I know,"
he whispered, pulling her even closer. Tilting her face up with his hand, he leaned down and touched her lips with his. The passion between them had never waned in the years they had been together. One touch, one kiss, one look could still set her heart racing.